Two 19th century figures, Charles Dickens and Prince Albert, created the Victorian Christmas. Dickens with his Christmas Carol, a traditional Christmas story, and Prince Albert by popularizing the Christmas tree. A white Christmas is more often seen on Christmas cards than in reality. This is largely due to a reform in the calendar in 1752, when 11 days were lost, so that Christmas Day fell later in the winter season. Snow is more common in January than in December. In Elizabethan days, Christmas dinner always began with fresh oysters served on a bed of cracked ice. Shrimps in sour cream might have been an alternative. For a main course, Victorians had turkey or roast goose. Like duck, it serves fewer people than its size would seem to indicate. A 10-pound goose yields approximately 8 servings. Nowadays, turkey is the highlight of Christmas dinner in Britain, its popularity owing much to the classic English stuffings and the accompanying sauces. The golden brown turkey is served with stuffing made from bread or rice. Both plain and roast potatoes are traditional. So too are rolls and Brussels sprouts. Bread sauce, spiced cranberries, gravy or port wine sauce are served separately. Lastly comes the Christmas pudding.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. To whom is the Christmas tree credited? Number 2. What makes a white Christmas nearly impossible? Number 3. Which of the following was not included in a Christmas dinner in Elizabethan days? Number 4. What makes turkey the highlight of Christmas dinner in Britain nowadays? Number 5. Which of the following is mentioned as a traditional Christmas food?